Simin Reish Yud and the Mirat Hashem Kuf Tzadi Siv Gimel. These halachas are from the most Nagi halachas on a daily basis, and it's Kedai Techazel the Simin a few times. Not long, very important. Like most of halachas, this comes up every single day. Mamash every day. Every time a person eats. Says the Mechaber in Simin Reish Yud Sifal. If Oichol Pochs Mi Kazayis Mi Pas Mi Mishar Oichlin. There's no shir also lenas melam zebulay bracha memelo, even for one crumb, if a person's lenah from it, it's not just a team of balma as it says in Sif Beis, then it requires a bracha rishena. However, when you get the bracha chreno, we're masmich on the pasuk of achal tevas avot averachta. Gam that that's talking about birchas avazim, but the ma'isa Chazal said as well that you need a shir achilo. And therefore, only if you have a shir achila, which is a kezayis, revius is we saw as machlekes rishonim for shir shtiyo. Only after you have a shir of a kezayis or revius by mashkin, do you make a bracha lachariel. V'yesh mistapkin loymer shal davar shu kibriyoso kigoyin gargu shalonov or yishavimoyin shu bracha lachariel b'shem b'kezayis. L'chinochen nizor shal decha beri apachas m'kezayis. So since it sounds like from the Yerushalmi, and according to many rishonim, that's how we paskin la'alacha. There's no machlokes in Yerushalmi Bavli, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan made a bracha achrona in his eyes because it was a davar kibriyasa, even though it was missing the garin. But a davar kibriyasa you make a bracha achrona on, and therefore lechatchila, if a person is eating less than his eyes, if it's a burial, one should refrain from eating it unless he's going to make a bracha achrona savisai. Well, it says there amav leimikri burial leochle kamoi shehu from lokach hagarin imenu leimikri burial. That's how there amav is. This, like the Mishavura points out, is la dafke yayin. There's a suffix by any mashk, all mashkin. If a person has a kezayis, whether or not he's mechivim bracha achreino, or is a dafke from revius, memeila lechatchila one should not drink anywhere in between a kezayis and revius. He should either drink less than a kezayis or more than a revius. We'll get to Mirz Hashem exactly how much that is. Mishabur starts off, he says, that Besim for the Shir Kezayis, Kol Ha'ichlin, Mitzar from the Kezayis, Avarchlin, Bracha Achrein Aruyin Lehen. All Oichlin can be Mitzar, even though Oichlin and Mashkin are not Mitzar. However, all Oichlin could be Mitzar. The question comes up, though, what do you do in a case where you have two Oichlin that are not the same Bracha Achrein? If you have Bamba and an apple, half a kezayis of bamba, half a kezayis of apple, it's pashy, make a brin of pashis. However, what happens when you don't have, they're both of the foods that you ate are not the same bracha chreino? What do you do in such a case? So Mishnah Berurah helps us out with partially, and he tells us, Ocho kezayis mishivas hamin, mechati zayis acher, mevorach alein brin of pashis rabbis. Vua ding shocho chati zayis pas, mechati zayis mdavash mevorach alein brin of pashis rabbis, mevorach brin of pashis rabbis. The halacha is, if you have two things, one of them is a brinafashis, and the second one is either an ala michya or a birchas hamazon, since lemaisi you don't have enough of a shir for the more chashiva bracha, therefore you go with the less chashiva bracha, the sirif takes you to the less chashiv, and you make a brinafashis on both of those. Therefore, if you had a, took a bite, sometimes this happened yesterday, shal shiras, one of my kids, took mamish, he's like, anybody wants this challah can have it. I said, do you eat from it? Yeah, a little bit. You see, like a tiny little bit nibble from the side. I said, in that case, then don't bench. So he says, okay, so then what do I have to do with the rest of my food? Do I have to make a bracha rishain on it? It's pretty impressive. So he says, okay, he just decided to take a half a gazayas of bread instead. A lot of times the person takes a bite, and a bite is not a gazayas, and then he has something else. What do you do in such a case? You have some potato chips afterwards. The halacha is, if you had a kezayis of potato chips, obviously you have to make a brain of fashis. But even if you had a chati zayis, it's with starf together with the pas, and you make a brain of fashis. Now, it's not clear why that works. Why does it work to make a brain of fashis on something which is pas? Says the Shaar HaTzion something interesting. He says that Sofik Shema Kaimalon Kiri. That shita zateisus da filu b'pachas mikazayis mishivas hamin levad nami varach brain of fashis rabbis. We have one suffix. Maybe we're passing like the re that anything, even if it's less than anything which is shivas haminim, even if it's less than a kazayis, you make a brain of fashis. You don't make the bracha ruya, but make a brain of fashis. But if you look hokin alav mikomokim kan shachol kazayis ben akol shap and varach brain of fashis rabbis. But here, even without that, because the mice we had a kazayis altogether. Now, Klavi, the first thing that he said that the re says, which is a suffix that the re holds. that on any Shiva Saminim, which is Pachas Mikazayis, Migir Bein HaFashis Rabbis, that is a big Chiddush. Because the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sharatzin, Reish Zayin, Sharatzin, Sivkotin Vav, V'loi Nuch L'Tzarif Dasri, the same read that we just mentioned, Shesoyver, the Lebirchas Bein HaFashis Rabbis, Ein Tzarach Shir, that's not even a suffix. Dalai Tesis, Varambam, Varaz, Repligale, Avchin Sasma Shochan Orch, Vipshita, the Kalam Sim Reshud. Imkain, Zeloy Nechshav, the suffix Klal. Vinisha Rak Suffix Echon. Mishabur says, not considered a suffix. It's not even a player. The Reed is not a player. Connected Tesis, the Rajba, the Rambam, and the Machaber, all passing out that way. Then, unless than a Kazayas of Shiva Samini, you don't make a brain of Fashis, it's not even a suffix. It's interesting that the Sharatin says, the reason why you can make a brain of Fashis is because of the Shita Sari that holds that you can make a brain of Fashis on something which is less than a Kazayas. We don't go there. It's not even a suffix. Okay. Even without that, comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, regardless, even without that, Lamaisa, at the end of the day, you had a Shir Kazayas. I, you didn't have a Shir Kazayas of something which is a brain of fashis. And we know that if a person makes a brain of fashis on something which is a Birchas Hamazon, you can't, you're not Yetze. So how does it work that you're Yetze? L'chor, you have to say, if Kivega Betzemeh says on the Magen Avraham. L'chor, you have to say, like Jonathan Tzion says, that which, if you made a brain of fashis on something which is Birchas Hamazon, you're not Yetzah, it's only if you had a Shir Kezayis and you really need to make a Birchas Hamazon, you made a brain of fashis. But if you didn't have a Shir Kezayis, which is Mechayev and Birchas Hamazon, then even a brain of fashis kapater. Which comes out, la'alach la'maisa, comes out if a person had a bite of bread and another bite of a potato, and altogether you have a Kezayis, la'alach is you make a brain of fashis. Now, what do you do in the other cases that are not mentioned here in the Mishnah Berurah? Let's say you had a Chatzi Zayis of Pas, and a Chatzi Zayis of Mezainis. What do you do in such a case? L'choritz Pashin, in that case also, you make an Alamechia. That's what Beth in the case of Shulchan Aruch says, and the Ben Yishchai says the same thing. How bad though, that's because both of them are Mechia. What happens if you're stuck though? You had a half a Kezayis of Mezainis, and you had a half a Kezayis of a date. Now what do you do? There's no bracha that you can make which is Shaykh to both of them. You can't make Alamechia, because Alamechia is not good for a date. Maybe date is, actually, out of all things that I chose. Grapes. So you had a half a kezayis, you had one grape, which is about half a kezayis, let's say, and you had, depending on the size of the grape, and you had a half a cookie. Now what do you do? Can you make a, you can't make al mechia, and you can't make an al yitz l'chero. So the truth is, the Kitzur Shon Aruch says that you would make a brain of fashis. In this case, you would make a brain of fashis. You want to make, since you can't make either bracha, you make a brain of fashis. It could be according to what we saw in Ramesha, that even betzem on less than a kezayis, you could throw in a chelik of a bracha. If a person had, he has to make alamicha anyhow, and he had less than a shir, vade less than a shir of yayin, he's still allowed to throw it inside. Yesh ladun, then maybe you could say an alamicha here and throw in both of them. Could be that you could say no, because you don't have anything which is a shir. But l'chara, that would be the according to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, l'chero, it's b'chlal not shayach to that, and you'd have to make a brain of fashis in such a case. If that's the, that l'chero would apply, if that's the case, then l'chero also if you did, if you had pas and a grape, you had a little bit of bread, and you had you had one grape, in such a case also, l'chero, you would make a brain of fashis in such a case. Now, just, where's the practical application of this? It comes up all the time, actually. Comes up all the time. Here's a good. This is actually not why I bought it. I bought it for something else, which we'll show in a few in a minute. Rez Hashem, it's open for a reason. In such a cake, where you have also chocolate chips, the halacha is that chocolate chips are not mashlim to the shir kezayis, and therefore it happens to be that this is l'chor kezayis even without it, and therefore you have to make alamichim. However, even though we saw that the rest of the ingredients, the minig is to count the rest of the ingredients, the sugar and the oil and the eggs that are all mixed into the dough are counted to make to the kezayis and make an alamicha. However, things that are separate, like a layer of cheese in a cheesecake, a layer of chocolate in ragala, chocolate chips that are stuck inside, those are something which are separate batsim, and they're not all mixed inside. Those things would not be included. That's the Aruch HaShulchan before that way. Rosh Hashanah Zalman speaks about this in Mishnah Shleimo, in Simin Sadi Aleph. They say it's not included. However, even though it's not included to make an alamichio, it will be included to get you to kezayis to make a brain of fashion. So on a standard ragala, even if you want to say that you can't count the layer of chocolate, and therefore you don't have a kezayis of mezainis, you still might have a kezayis of brain of fashion to you'd be able to count the mezonos towards the chocolate to make a brain of fashis, instead of counting the chocolate towards the mezonos to make an alamicha. How big is the kezayis at the end of the day, we'll get to in a minute. That's the other show and tell. Be'ez Hashem. Now, when we're cheshbening out a kezayis, how do we cheshben out a kezayis? So, or kezayis, or kebeya, or these shurim. So be'etzem, the Kaf HaChaim says that it's pashut, it's meduric in the Rambam, the Mishnah Berurah passes this way in Hilchos Pesach, he passes that it's pashut that the shurim that we have are shir nefach. Nefach is volume or mass, how much room it takes up, and not weight. Weight is your weight, how much it weighs. A zayis weighs however much it weighs. This weighs the same amount. Now, if it goes by weight, then there would be huge differences between types of foods, because some foods are very extremely dense, and some foods, chocolate, extremely dense, and some foods are very fluffy. That we saw, Taylor remembers our rice cakes that we had from last month. We had rice cakes that were covered with a layer of chocolate. It looked like most of the ilm that we asked what are the percentages of rice cake to chocolate. They said about 80 to 90% rice cake, 10% to 20% chocolate. When in reality what it was I think 40% rice cake and 60% chocolate. Because the chocolate is so dense as opposed to the rice cake, which is very airy, therefore the amount of lamaisa changes drastically. What is nefach? What is volume? That's if you would take a zayis or a beitza and you stick it into water, like the Magen Avraham says by us in Eretz Yisrael. You stick it into water, see how much water it displaces. Any food item which would displace that amount of water is a kezayis. The amount of food which displaces the same amount of water as a kezayis displaces is a zayis and mechuyev to make a bracha chayinah. Now this causes a lot of trouble because it's extremely difficult. What are you going to do with every food that you have? You're going to stick it into a cup of water to see how much it displaces? What are you going to do? So Rabbi Bodner actually did that. He went to a laboratory and he sprayed up all the foods that they shouldn't be absorbing, and he stuck them into the water, and he was able to, and he wrote a whole book. We have it in the back, anybody wants? He wrote a whole book showing all the pictures of exactly how much every single type of food that you could think of under the sun displaces, and that way you should know how much it displaces. Now, what are you going to do in 10 years when they have another 1,000 foods? You're going to be stuck. Therefore, there are some Sfaradi Poiskim, the Kaf HaChaim actually in one place, goes like that we go with Mishkal, we go with weight. Bepashtus, even though the Kaf HaChaim himself mentioned that Lechur it's Mevur and the Rishonim that we go by Nefach, but it seems like from everybody who discussed the Sfaradi Poiskim that go with weight, the reason was because it was much more uniform. It was uniform. They were able to take a uniform amount and say that if you have for sure this amount of weight, then for sure you have a kezayis. And since it's very easy to weigh things, as opposed to figure out the water displacement, but mainly they said if you have 29 grams of food, or we saw this when we were talking about a shear of 4 beitzim, which is 8 times sim, which is 230 grams of food is ready for beitzim, or 29 is every kezayis, then you make an alamichil. Now that's great, very simple, to just look at any food item, and it tells you, just about any food item, and it tells you how many grams you have, then you know whether or not you should make an alamichil. This wasn't the best choice. What then? So yeah, enichanami, if it would be something that has 45 grams. So 45 grams, since certainly the chocolate chips are not that many, I would think that it should be 15 grams or few and far between. Therefore, lechur, it's pashut that you would have enough of a shear to make a alamichel. What's that? The chocolate, yeah, that's the thing. In a chanami, something which has a lot of chocolate, these amounts, you wouldn't be able to figure out from that, and you would have to work a different way to figure it out. How that is, hopefully we'll get to. That's just the basic, whether it works with nefach or mishkal, ve'etzem, it's mevur in the Rishonim, in the Rambam, that, and the Mechaber, as Mishnah Berurah points out, it's in Mitoch Peivav, that we go by nefach, we go by volume. Nevertheless, some poiskim went with weight because it was easier to use weight as opposed to volume. Now, we'll start with Revius, and then we'll work down to Gezaias exactly how much Lemaitse, if we're going to do with Nefach, how big of a piece of food does a person have to have before he makes an Almichan. With regard to Revius, so actually, Chazal do not give you a shear for Gezaias. They do tell you that a Gezaias is also Gemara Brachas. Gezaias is different types of Zaytim. And they say that it's a middle size, not too small, not too big. Zayas Aguri, which is a small size Zayas Beinoni. That's how big it is. Truth is, if by Beitim, also there's many different shirim. I think that there's six different sizes in America. There's jumbo, and there's extra large, and then there's large, and then there's medium, and small, and peewee. The jumbo is twice the size of the smallest type of egg. So there's a big range. So Pashtas is the Chor, somewhere in Zabainani also as well. Now Chazal told us exactly how to figure it out. We know that a Revius is a lug, contains six beitim. And a Revius is a Revius a lug, so it's 1.5 beim. Now Chazal told us in Psachim, Daf Koftes, that there's another way to figure out exactly how much a Revius is. If you take a kli that is two fingers, by 2.7 etzbois, doesn't make a difference which way you do it actually, but they're all the same, you're going to get to Urich 2 by 2 by 2.7, then you will, and you fill it up with water, that equals a revius. With that cheshbon in mind, the Rambam himself writes that the shear of a revius, is 27 dram. What's a dram? Dram is a Arabic coin that they used for hundreds of years, and that's how it had a standard weight, and that's what everybody used, and that's what the Rambam writes, and he writes about a bunch of different things. That's the dram. Now, throughout the generations, none of the Achrenim, especially the Sfaradim that were in such countries where they used the dram, no one mentioned that anything changed. Therefore, says Reb Chaim, no, that being the case, there's no reason to be chayish that it changed. And since it didn't change, and nowadays the dram is about 3.2, the ones that they found from not long ago, is about 3.2 grams. Mamela, if the Rambam writes that a Revius is 27 dram, 27 times 3.2 is just over 86.4 grams. Now, 1 cubic centimeter, which is cubic centimeter, is what they call cc, cubic centimeter, or samak in Hebrew, centimeter cubed, or it's a milliliter for the same amount. It's all the same thing. That's 1 centimeter by 1 centimeter by 1 centimeter. It's cubed, all of water. That equals 1 gram. 1 gram. The mela, 86.4 grams. Is 86.4 cubic centimeters. Mamela, if a person would drink 86.4 cubic centimeters, which is a half a cup of the standard cups that they have outside, is 180 cc. Half of that is 90, just over 86. So if a person drinks a half a cup of what's outside, now half a cup doesn't mean halfway up the cup, because since the cup, I wish I would have a cup here, since the cup is angles to the top. Oh, thank you. Since the cup gets wider at the top, mamela, it's slightly higher, then it's about 3/5 of the way up. There's a very simple way to figure it out. Take two of these cups, fill one up to the top, pour it in to the second cup until, and then whatever you have is 90. Is 90 cc, and that is just over Revius. Revius is 86.4, this is 90. The difference is very, very slim. That you can always Revius. It's kedai for you to do it yourself once on one of these cups. If you use these cups often, just mark it off and you'll be able to see for yourself. You don't have to take the cup every time, but you'll see exactly where it is. It'll give you a picture of how much a Revius is. It's about 3/5 of the way up of these cups. That is a Revius. That, according to Reb Chaim Noah, you make your brain a fashion song. Came along the Neid Yehuda, the Tzlach in Psachim, and he said, well, listen here. I measured people's fingers, and we made the cheshbon of the revius according to fingers, and also according to displacement of eggs, and they did not equal up. They bechlal did not equal up. The amount of water with people's that came out according to people's fingers came out to be twice the amount as the amount of water that was displaced by the eggs. And therefore, he says that people didn't get bigger than in times of Chazal. Therefore, you have to say that the eggs got smaller. And therefore, a revius is no longer 1.5 beim, like we thought all along. A revius is 3 beim that we have in Zmaninu. The size of 3 eggs that we have in Zmaninu. Because we see that the numbers don't match up. We know the number that Chazal gave us for revius, and we know the amount that Chazal gave us for, it's 1.5 eggs. And we know the amount Chazal gave us in size of etzbois, and they simply don't match up. So it can't be that something's off. It must be that the eggs got smaller. And there were many G'dayli Achrenim that went with this cheshbon as well. The most well-known, I think, is the Chazon Ish. However, there's a deal before, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Goyin, that went with such a cheshbon. However, we know it as Shiurei Chazon Ish. Now, the Chazon Ish also made cheshbonis himself, and it didn't come out to be exactly double. That's why the cheshbonis that he made out came out that a revius is not 86, it's 150 cc. Not exactly double. Exactly double would be 182, just about. This is 150. It was debatesim. The tlach didn't say kimdumani that it was exactly 3. It's 150 is most of the cup. Most of the cup. This is 180. Actually, I measured it on a digital scale yesterday. I filled it up to the top with water. And it should have come out to be in grams 180. It only came out to 174. So I don't know which was something. Be'erech, that's exactly, it's pretty close. It's just about, I can't tell you exactly how much it is. Almost at the top. There's a little bit, the top is the widest amount. It's almost at the top. Therefore, according to the Chazon Ish, that would be a revius. That would be a revius. How do we paskin? The Be'er Halacha is in the Siachas de Shaila in Hilchas Kiddush in Reish Ayin Aleph, long Be'er Halacha. And he says that there's a little bit of an issue in Metzias, some surfers murder this also, Kimdumani, and that is that we know a Mali Lugmov of both sides is more than Revius. A Mali Lugmov of both sides is more than Revius. Now, he says, Mishnah Berurah says that he tried it with a bunch of people, and the most he was able to get of both Mali Lugmov. Mali Lugmov is really Rav Revius. Both sides, that's one side. If you get both sides, you fill both sides of your mouth, that is more than Revius. Now he said he tried it with a bunch of people, and no one got more than 2 Beitzim. That was the most amount they were able to get. I remember last time we had people trying this out. You could try this at home if you like. Maybe it's not better to do it in front of your wife. But you could try this and to see how much water. The person would say that you should really do this before somebody that has to drink on Mishnah Berurah does it. When it's a drink of kippur, should try it out before. And you write this out of the head. A person tried it out before, and you should know how much a Mali Lugmov is. He's talking about one side, not two sides. But he says he tried with a bunch of people, and the most that they got was up to 2. Now, of course, if you understand that a revius is 3 beits of Bizmaninu, no one was able to get near that. And Lechura stays, both of the sides, stay Mali Lugmov, both sides, is more than revius. So something, Pashman Metzias, doesn't work out, according to the Cheshbon, that is bigger. Therefore, Lamaisa Mishnah Berurah says that Ha'ikar Ladino is for Kois Shel Bracha, standard regular Kois, you go with the smaller size. However, for things that are Daraiso, then it's Kedai to be Choshesh, even Kiddush Leil Shabbos, which is Ikrimi Daraiso. Kiddush is Daraiso, Allah Kois Bapash is not Daraiso. But the Ikr Kiddush is Daraiso. Therefore, he says, L'chatchila to use the bigger shear, Tehainu, to have a Kois that holds the bigger shear, which the standard Becher Bizmanenu for sure does. It holds a lot more than that. In the olden days, it wasn't that way. But it's about at least the size of a kois, or one of these cups, which is 30 milliliters more than the Shir Chazon Ish. Mameli says the Chatzchila to use that for, however, Mi'ikar Adin, the Shir is the smaller Shir. And that's how most of the Poiskim Manenu went Lamaitzel, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Yashiv, and the Shevet Alevi, that the shear is the smaller shear, and therefore they bring down that the Chofetz Chaim himself, his kois that he used, was the smaller shear, the one that he used even for Friday night. So it's not exactly clear. He should have the bigger kois. So there's all types of stories why he used that kois. And Bechlal, in the past, there is the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Bechlal, they never had wine. They only had reason to get normal wine. So people that had wine, they used it very sparingly. So you went with the smaller shear. Bizmanenu, the standard person has in their house, I don't know how many bottles of wine. There's nothing to talk about. For sure there's makom to be machmer, if there is what to be machmer about. So memelo, the Mishnah Berurah says, l'maisa lechatchila, for deraisa, one should be machmer for a shear, for the bigger shear. Therefore, many people, at least for Friday night, ensure that they have the bigger shear inside of their kais. And for all other kaises, lav dafka are they makbid to have such a big shear. Which means dalad kaises, well? The shear is not their eisa. Mishnah Berurah says that it's ikri midaraisa. The shear is not their eisa. He says, since kiddush is ikri midaraisa, the hainu, kiddush on Leil Shabbos, if you didn't daven, maybe even if you did daven, that's a biralach over there, is daraisa, memeila, and so you're supposed to be mekadosh ala kreis. Therefore, it's ikri daraisa. Therefore, he says that you should be choshish for that, at least for kiddush. That's with regard to a revius. Lamaisa, that is the minig. That is the minig, as far as I know. That's what I've heard Brookwood also. That is when a person has a half a cup, a half a plastic cup, then you make a brain of flushes. Half, I know, half of 180, which is 90 or 86.4. But Berech, you had a half a kais, a half a cup, then you make a bracha achreino. That's with regard to revius. With regard to kezayis, a kezayis is not exactly clear how big a kezayis is. It's actually machlokes rishonim, whether or not a kezayis is a half of a bale or it's a shlish. Machlokes between Tesis and the Rambam. Tesis holds that it's a half, the Rambam holds that it's a shlish. The Mechaber paskins in Tuf Pei Vav that it's a shlish, that it's a third. And the Mishnah Berurah says, though, nevertheless, over there, the Mishnah Berurah in Tuf Pei Vav says, the chatchilo, before making a bracha achreino, you should be machmer, since safik brachis, you should be machmer only after you have a half of a bale. Should you make a bracha achreino? Now, depending on what we just said beforehand, how big the size of an egg is, that's going to be how big the size of a olive is. If the eggs are the same size as the eggs bizmanenu, which are somewhere between 45 and 50 grams, so then a half of that is going to be somewhere in between there. Between 25, somewhere around, give or take. I think they say it's between 45 and 65, I think, for the ranges for the standard size egg, the middle size egg, which half of that is somewhere between 22 and a half and 30 and change, 32 and a half. However, if you hold that the eggs are twice the size, then they're 100 grams, 100 samak, cc, then half of that is going to be 50, because that is going to be twice the size. Bichlal, there's a big tzad in the Achreinim that Azayis is kifi Azayis shel zmanenu. What's the size of Azayis? They bring down Eidus from the Avnei Nezer, and somebody wants to ask the Avnei Nezer, how big is a Kazayis? So he says, you never saw an olive? So then he showed him on his finger to like the first knuckle of his thumb. He said, that's Azayis. They bring down from Chaim Veloz, and then he said that it's Azayis, Azayis shel zmanenu. And Memela, according to that, it's an extremely small shear. The olives that we have, the standard olive that we have, is quite small, and therefore you wouldn't have to eat very much at all. It would be a breeze on Leila Seder, getting down matzah. However, Lamaisa, the price can seem not to go that way. The price can seem to go that we don't reckon it with the Kazai Shel Zmanenu. Rather, we reckon it that it should be a half of the standard egg that we have. And since we're going with the smaller shear, the range of the zeisim that they came out is somewhere between the way I think Rav Chaim Noah came out that it's 27 grams, and some other people came out according to Rav Moshe, I think 28.8 grams that it would come out to be, which 27 grams, I think that the standard psak, they say, is the size of a matchbox, Israeli matchbox. It's really 26.5 grams. Small matchbox is some people don't even use these matchbox. They use the big ones. The small ones is about the size of a kezayis. That being the case, and it's a nefach, like we said before, it's, you don't have to take your food and smash it down to be the size. Anything which is this size is already getting to be, whoops, the size of a, what? That's for chatzi. That's for chatzi. What then? Without niskanu. It's for chatzi without niskanu. The chazanish goes that the shear is really slish, me'ikar din it's slish, and he holds the beis or leniskanu. Leniskanu, there are 100 grams. A shlish of that is 33.3. So the difference really between the chazanish, even if you're going to be machon like the chazanish, he goes, not like the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that the beitzim are a regular size. But you go with a chatzi beitzim. So if it's 50, is the size of an egg, then half of that is 25, or around there, I think they say 27, as opposed to the Mishnah, the Chazanish went that it's 100 grams, and a third of that is 33, so it's somewhere between 27 and 33, very similar amounts, which would mean that this is not quite the size, but both of them together would be, both of the sizes together, the chur without the chocolate chips, would be enough to make a alamechim, according to that. There are eduyos in the Sefer Kezayis book in the back. Rabbi Bonner wrote to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and he says there's a shmua out there that when one of your grandchildren got engaged, they made a shidduch. So by the shidduch, you gave the grandson 4 almonds, and afterwards he told him to make a brain of fashion. So is that true? Yeah. Is the story true? And should we possibly that halacha l'maisam? So he says it would come out of her that you go baser a kezayis shel zmanenu or shlish zayis shlish beitza shel zmanenu, which is like 17 grams. So he says, yeah, you could go basar shlish zayis shel zmanenu. It's not a problem. If you want to be machmer, you can be machmer, and not to make a brain of fashion, you have more than that. And a lechatchila to eat more, but you don't have to. It wasn't misyachas exactly to the story, but it would seem that in a chalami, that's how he went halach l'maisa. But I think l'maisa, the place can go, that you need a bigger shear. That's for the standard sack. I think that the tzaradim go, if you're doing it in weight, 29 grams. Or if you're doing it in nefach, then it's about the size of a matchbox. Now, what do you do if something which has a lot of air? A food that has a lot of air, bamba. You take 3 pieces of bamba, it's already the size of a matchbox. But if you would smash them down, you'd have a hard time finding the bamba b'chlal. There's nothing there. It's mamish air. What do you do in such a case? Something which has very big air pockets. So there's an interesting Mishnah Berurah here. The Olim had a lot of trouble with this. The Olim, including myself. The Lashon of Mishnah Berurah says something very interesting. He says, Hoya pas sufkinin, if you have a bread which is very spongy, like sponge cake, shenispach, that it blew up, ad she'in ha'avirim shebein ergashim, to the point that the holes, you can't feel the holes anymore. If you eat a kezayis as is, the size of a matchbox, then you haven't really eaten a kezayis. What did you mean to say? If you can't feel the air pockets, then why haven't you eaten a kezayis? He says if it blew up until you can't feel the air pockets. First of all, if you can't feel the air pockets, why don't they count? Second of all, it's the opposite, which should be true. If it blows up, then you should feel the air pockets. And third of all, the Mishnah Berurah himself says in Siman Tov Peivav, he writes Lahedya, that pasuf ganin, then you don't have to smush it down. You go as it is. So what's going on over here? Some people want to be magia, and they say in Echanami, he's supposed to be over here at the Torah Sefer, and he's supposed to say, Hoye pasuf ganin shenitzbach, ad shahavirim shebay nirgashim. Not that they're not nirgash, they are nirgash. Very schwer to be magia. If you look at Rav Bonner in one of his agos on the Kezayis book, he says a different shot. I'll be the Zera Emes, who is the makar for this. However, that's how Lamaisa many Paiskim go. Like this Hagah, not because they're Magia, but because the Paiskim understand that way, and that is that a big hole, something which you could see the hole inside the food, that is not included. But anything you can't see, even though it's very spongy and you can smash it down, that is included. For example, here, this whole cake, this is why we bought it. This whole cake, it's sponge cake. If I would smash it down, you could get it to a third of the size. However, you don't see all the small holes. However, if everyone could see here at the top, there is a hole. I would pass it around. Afterwards, anyone who wants to see it, they could see it. There's a hole that you could actually see the entire hole. It's not just a regular piece of sponge. You mamish see an entire hole. That hole is not going to count. because that's clearly noticeable. Now, what are you supposed to do practically? You're supposed to open and see, count all the holes inside, and see. You're right. It's a little bit difficult. Therefore, you should have a little bit more. Eat a little bit more to make sure that you get out of a suffix. If you see the holes with matzah, it's awesome. Mishnah Berurah was talking about this with matzah. He says that the big holes don't count. Chalolim Shabbai. He says doesn't count. However, pas tzvoig, then you leave it as it is. Now, matzah, sometimes you get the bubble. That bubble doesn't count. If you pop it open, you see a huge bubble. That bubble doesn't count. However, even though matzah itself is very, even temani matzah, which is like more lafa type, it's bready, and if you smash it down, you'll be able to get it more dense. Nevertheless, that's included as it is. You cheshbon it out as it is. However, mamash, a big hole, that's not included, and you should deduct that and have a little bit more in its place. Now, how much do you have to? You have to have this kezayis in how long of a time? So we saw dafka if you eat it toich kedei echilas pras. How much is echilas pras? A pras is a slice. Slice means half of. The Rashi says kam pamim in Shas that a pras is a shear of shtei sudos, the hainu 8 beitzim. If you have a pras which is 1 suda, 4 beitzim. That is the amount of time it takes the person to have 4 beitzim. That is the amount of time, that's kedei echilas pras. You have to eat 1 kezayis, which means 1/8 of that, in that amount of time. 4 beitzim is 8 beitzim. So the time that it takes you to eat, a person who would eat straight 8 beitzim, it would take them however long it would take them. You have to eat 1 kezayis in that time if you want to make a bracha achreina. How long is that amount of time? It's not clear, because once again we have machlekes apeitzkim. The Chassam Sofer is choshish that it's possibly 2 minutes. When you get to Leila Seder, a lot of people are makbet to try to eat it in 2 minutes. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down for the Chassam Sofer in Sofer Yishud Ches that when it comes to Yom Kippur, we're not going to say that you're allowed to eat every 2 minutes. It's not going to be mitzar. There we go all the way to the other side and go for the most makel shita, that it should be a chumra in this case, 9 minutes. And they say that you should not eat, and that's what most people do when they eat shurim. They do not, you have a little bit, you wait 9 minutes, have a little bit more, wait 9 minutes, have a little bit more. When you're eating food, that is, as opposed to drink. Drink maybe is different. Lamaisa, lalach lamaisa, that's because we're machmer both ways, the most chomer de kashita. And therefore, on Leila Seder, people try to eat it in 2 minutes. And Yom Kippur, you try to wait 9 minutes. How to make a bracha achreino? You don't have to eat it in 2 minutes. Most of the place can say that it's either 3 minutes, it's marcheshes, or Maisha goes like this, marcheshes, 3 minutes. Or HaShulchan, when he says it, he says three to 4 minutes. And that's how Lamaisa, a lot of places go. I heard from Berkowitz, I think, Divan B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv, that's 3 minutes. I think Rishon Zalman says 4 minutes. There are many places that say that Lechatchila, one should try to eat it within 3 minutes, but as long as you eat it within 4 minutes, to make a bracha chayinim, kundumani, that's how most places go, and that's how most of the Svarim also go, the Ligat Svarim go. That you have been the Evid at least up into 4 minutes, lechatchila you should try to eat it in 3 minutes, but so long as you ate it within 4 minutes, then you could make a bracha achreinu. Now let's say you didn't eat the kezayis within 3 minutes or 4 minutes, but you're satisfied from the kezayis. You had a sheer tzviya. You had a sheer tzviya from the kezayis, and now lechayra v'chad v'tzvot v'rach digini toshal v'daraisa. This actually, somebody asked me, a fellow asked me this a few months ago, that this is the way that he eats standard. He eats bread, but he only eats a little bit at a time. And by the end of his meal, he's satiated, but he hasn't had a kezayis with a echilas pras. What do you do in such a case? Mishaburi megadim a chiddush that you're chayv to bench. That's v'savato. He's more on the bottom, but you don't have a v'chalto. It says v'chalto v'savato. So he's not exactly clear in the Sharatin, he's Ma'ir, but the Ma'is of the Mishaburi is Seisim, then you have to bench. Rav Chaim David was Ma'ir, a very good Shaila. I don't have a Hachra Brura, and that is, what happens if a person has a Kizayis of Pas, not in the amount of time? This fellow, this is the way that he ate. He would have salad together with bread. So he had a Kizayis of bread, and it took him 10 minutes to eat the Kizayis of bread. Not a Kdei Echilas Pas. He filled himself up on salad. So now he got the shir tzviya, but the shir tzviya wasn't from the bread. So he doesn't have a shir achila of the bread, and he doesn't have a shir tzviya of the bread itself. Even though in a regular suda, where you get the shir tzvir, your chayim midaraisa, even though you had bread and you also had chicken and rice and potatoes and whatever else you had, that's fine, you're mechuyim midaraisa. But that's because at least you had a shir kezayis of bread and kedei echilas pras. But in this case, that you didn't have a shir kezayis kedei echilas pras, and your tzvir wasn't just from the bread, what's in such a case? I didn't have a rayo, leave your emerly, then in that case, in a chanami, you wouldn't be a chayif to bench. Because the mice, you don't have a chila, you don't have a tzvir from the bread. That's the lechera thing. In that case, you'd have to make a grain of fashis instead. Now, Revius, you have Kadesh Dias Revius. How much is Kadesh Dias Revius? Mr. Brewer discusses over here. There's actually Shita, there's Machlekis Rishenim. If by drinking has the same din as eating, and the time that you're given, the 4 minutes that we just mentioned that you're given, 3 to 4 minutes that you're given for food, is also, you're given that for a drink, for Revius. And as long as you drink a half a cup in 3 to 4 minutes, you can make a bracha chreinu. That's how the Ravid goes, not like the Rambam. That's how the grain paskins halach lamaitzo. However, the Mishnah Berurah does not go that way. And he says that you have to have it in Kadesh Diyas Revius. How much is Kadesh Diyas Revius? So he tells me in the Sharatin. Doesn't mean that you drink it all at once. It means that you drink it in two goes. I don't say in two gulps, because the Chara, most people aren't drinking in two gulps. Mishnah Berurah says the derech of Shtiyas B'nei Adam, derech Eretz, is to drink it in two sippings. Which Ramesha was Masber, doesn't mean, it means you put the cup to your mouth and you drink. It could be that you swallowed three times and go, that's one. Then you took it off, put it back up, and you drink again. So you take, it takes two times. How long is that? The person has a cup of water and he drinks a cup of water. How long is it going to take him to drink or via a half a cup of water? Says the Vzeisa Bracha, somewhere between 7 and 12 seconds. Which is the Chorel. If we all make the Cheshbon, then the Chorel, that's just about how long it comes out. I saw that, I think, of Dov Feinstein said to Shem's father, that's not less than half a minute. Not less than half a minute. The Chorel, he says that people don't just go guzzle. You take a little bit, and you drink a little bit slowly, and you put it down. It depends on the standard person. It's not everybody's in a rush, and not everybody's mainly till 30 seconds. It's hard to put an exact amount on it. I think any drink that a person drinks, the standard way that he drinks it, as long as he's not putting it down for a little while, he's drinking it, and he puts it down for a second, and he drinks it again. That's, even if it takes him, he doesn't have to clock it. L'chera b'frat, that we have, that the grain goes like the other shittas, they have a g'day echilas pras, and we have a moisha that says a half a minute, then you could, your standard drinking is l'chera not a problem. If lehed, you put it down, and you left it there for a minute or two, then you shouldn't. But the standard drinking, you're drinking half a cup of water. If you're drinking it, I don't think you have to clock it. If it's 15 seconds also, also you're okay. It's not, but certainly should be, one should drink it. To get out of any shadows, it's best to drink, at least the revius, in one go. Marina Rabbeinu Rabasher, whenever he got a cup of water in Shir, that's always how we do it. Always drink at least 3/4 of the cup, put it down and drink the rest. Just to get out of any shadows. What's that?
I think 5 sips is that amount of time, more than two.
If you're, if you take more than twice, and
15,
if within 15-20 seconds, the chura, if it's in that amount of time, then it's, you bet him did it quicker than the amount of time that a regular person would take those two. Each one was quicker than the two of the standard person. The chura, as long as you're within that normal amount of framework, then you're okay to get out of any shalas. I'm going to quote the Aruch HaShulchan in a minute, which is a rule that everybody should know. It's nageya to all these halachis, and it's bechlal the best way to get out of any shaylas. What's the story with coffee? Brain of fudge is after coffee. You go downstairs, half the people make, as my chavrusa told me this morning, I mentioned to him that I'm giving shira on this sugya. So he says, I just made a brain of fudge and coffee. He knew it would just get me going. So the Maaseh Mishnah Berurah says not to make a brain of fudge and coffee. So I'm being Moiti Shemra and my Chavrusa. No. The Maaseh Mishnah Berurah says you don't make a brand of fresh coffee, even though L'chara we have a Svek Sveko. And it once says it's a Bergwit. And it's a L'chara, every coffee you have a Svek Sveko to make your brand of fresh. First of all, maybe the shear for every drinking you have is Kedei Echilas Pras, which is 4 minutes. And if you drink your coffee within 4 minutes, you have to make a brand of fresh. Even if you want to tell me that it's Kedei Shtir Sevias, the amount of time it takes to take a drink or Vias. But, so like the Machatzis Shakal says, like the Shari Tshuva says, earlier in Mesh Dalet, that every drink goes kefi the type of drink that it is. If you have a hot drink, and it takes you longer to drink a hot drink, so it's going to take you 2 minutes to drink it, as opposed to 10 seconds. You can't drink a boiling hot coffee in 10 seconds. So you have a Svek Sveko. Even if you don't get Kedei Echilas Pras, maybe Kedei Shtir Sevias changes with the type of drink. So he asked us to Rabbi Gruitz, and he says, so Pashat to you that you make a bracha when you have a speaker to make a bracha, you make a bracha. Right now, we know not that way, as we'll mention when we get to Beria in a minute. Mr. Shem. Mr. Bruce says the head not that way. Even when you have a speaker to make a bracha chayno, you would not make a bracha chayno, the maitza. Now, Melech Mishnah Berurah tells you the best thing that a person should do is wait till, which is like a third of a cup of a hot cup. If you want to have a revius of a hot cup without the ice cream on top, if you want to, then you'd have to have about a third of one of these cups. You would have to wait till it cooled down, so you should be able to have a revius and drink it quickly. Now, how long do you have to wait? If you're running to the first day, you have Mishkal HaChassidus, you should wait. So that's everybody's the Mishkal HaChassidus. Medakta can do that. Are you Mechoyev too? You're not Mechoyev too. And therefore, everybody should make their own cheshbon of whether or not they should wait or not. Now, Yesh Letzayin, that the Shari Tshuva in Reish Dalet, when he brings down this shita that says you should wait, the Medakta can should cool, wait till it cools off, he says something fascinating. He says, if you wait till it cools down, coffee is meant to be drunk when it's hot, not when it's cold. But mainly if you wait till it cools down, then that's not shleged derech shtiyase. But mainly is butla daiti is a kolodim, you're not going to make a burn of fashion. That's what he said. Motu mishmeda briskerov, that he said that that's also why you can't use coffee to make kiddush at chamar medina. Because even on niach, that coffee is chamar medina, it's only chamar medina when you drink it when it's hot. So, and you can't drink in mali lugmav, or the shir that you're supposed to drink, when it's hot, quickly. But mainly, you have to wait till it cools down. Once it cools down, it's not Chamar Medina anymore. He says, Lamaisa Mishnah Berurah was not Choshish for that. Mishnah Berurah was not Choshish for that. And the truth is that the Shari Tshuva himself is not Choshish for that. When he brings down the Shita in Reish Dalet, he says, Ma Batla Daitam Shaykh Lini Bracha Achreino. The burning of fashas rabbis, I feel like say on my own. The small of varach from burning of fashas rabbis. Bim lemer kivin shein derech on also a butler diet of levarach of shakol. She said the gam also call on us. He dons on it. That's the chorah the Mishnah Berurah goes because he tells you that's what you should do is to cool it down. This is even when it doesn't get to obviously if it doesn't get to the coldness of iced coffee, then it's ready derech shtiyase. That lemaisa that's how the Mishnah Berurah says. Now there are those that. L'chur of Etzem, this is the same neither in Benegeah that the Mishnah Berurah says in Kovtzadi, Benegeah to drinking schnapps. Does every drink get its own shir? And since schnapps, the derech is to drink much less, then even if you drink less, you're Mechavim Bracha Chreino. There, Lamaisa, the Magen Avraham is Chaylik on the Taz in Kovtzadi, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah goes. It's the Shitasei. We don't don everything. He says, like plug, every drink gets the same amount, and we don't switch it whether it's too, it's too hot or too cold or too sharp, ukedema, everything gets the same shear. Lamaisa, halach lamaisa, many people are knowing the Mishnah Berurah. However, many people were not knowing the Mishnah Berurah. They bring that the Chazon Ish was not knowing that way, the Stipler was not knowing that way, Rabbi Yashiv said not that way, Shlomo Zalman wasn't knowing that way, Shevet Levi Kimdumani also went not that way, which is many of the Gedolei HaPoiskim of the past generation went not like this Mishnah Berurah. The Bezayis HaBracha brings down something fascinating. He says that Rishlom Zalman told Reb Israel Shlita that even though he makes a Bein HaFashis, he shouldn't. Reb Israel shouldn't. He says, I have a Kabbalah too. So Lamai said, you should go like the Pashas of the Mishnah Berurah. You know that. You should go like the Pashas of the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore do not make a Bracha Chreino. And the best thing to do in such a case is to either make a Bein HaFashis on something else that you ate, wait till it cools down, or if you're not able to, not to make a Bein HaFashis. Therefore, if you're minding to make a Bein HaFashis, you have a lot of people to be semichon. And the reason is not to make brain of fashis, you also have a lot of people to be semichon. Don't look at the guy next to you to see what he does. You should decide whatever it is that you're going to do and do it all the time. Best way is to get out of the. That was just to be misyachas to the question on the paper. And therefore, it's machlekes apreiskim. Now in our pashta, everybody should do like their minig. If they don't have a minig, then they can choose. Minigar, the chorel, Mishnah Berurah says that the minigar elim is like that. He says the minigar elim is not to make a bracha. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. The mice. Now, what's considered a drink and what's considered a food? If a person has soup, chicken soup, so does it depend? If he has it in a bowl and eats it with a spoon, so now it's a food. He gets 4 minutes. But if he puts it into a cup and he drinks it, then it's a drink. So then he gets 7 to 12 seconds. So it's kedai, put it in a bowl, and then you'll have more time. zikr not, anything which is clearly a drink, which is a liquid that you could drink like a drink and it goes down smoothly, is clearly a drink, and you have the same amount of time, even if you're drinking, you're using a spoon, and therefore you would not have 4 minutes to make your b'nefashos on your soup. If you have soup, a clear soup, which is let's say a chicken soup without pieces, you would not make your b'nefashos on it unless it was cooled down. Then you'd be able to have revias dech deichilas pras. So too, the zayis bracha tainas that anything which it became frozen and you're not sucking it, you're chewing it like you would a food. He says that everybody would agree in such a case that is considered a food item. That's the mashmois of the Mishnah Berurah also in Simen Kufnun Ches, where he's talking about butter. That depending whether it's hard or whether or not it's soft, it gets dissolved, that it changes status. L'chor, if you're chewing it, then it has the dun of a food, and you get 4 minutes. The question is everything in between. Ice cream, yogurt, what's that? Yogurt without pieces of fruit inside. That's something in between. Lamaisa, you're not drinking it, doesn't go down smoothly, but you're not chewing it either. What do you do in such a case? That is the machlekes apaiskim. The way that I heard from a Berkowitz is that since Lamaisa, the arshitas that hold that even by drinks, we go, that you have kidei chelos pras, and that's how the grain goes. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is choshesh for it, lechatchila, even though he says not to make a grain of fashis on it, but he says to try to get out of it because of the grain. Therefore, he says this, which is the suffix whether or not it's a food, we would give it a food, and you have up to 3-4 minutes for a yogurt, ice cream, ukedeme. I think it's also mustaver because it's not a drink. You can't drink it down. There's no way to drink down ice cream. You could say, you could wait till yogurt also. Yogurt, even at room temperature, is not going to dissolve into a liquid that you could just drink it down. You have to move it around when it goes into your mouth, but with your tongue at least. It doesn't go down smoothly like a drink. It's hard to don it like a drink. They have kadesh diservias when it's not shy to drink it like a drink. Therefore, you would be able to make it until 3 or 4 minutes.
What about chicken?
Like chicken soup. I think it's telling the same thing. If the leaven is so watery that you could drink it down non-stop, you could drink it down like a drink, then it would have a din of a drink. But if it's not that watery, which I think most of the time it's probably not, there is a little bit of water inside, but it's not that watery that you could get it down, then depending on the... I haven't tried it all the leavens, I don't know. Therefore, if you could drink it down like a drink, then it is fine. But if you have to move it around in your mouth with your tongue a little bit, and then ready, we could down it like an oichel. Now, what's ice is, if you suck it, then l'chor it's like a drink. If you chew it, then that's a bracha understood that it's a has din of oil. If you're chewing it like you would chew a food. Now we go to the din of beria of the Mishnah Berurah. What is considered a beria of the Ramah? What's considered a beria? It's the lashon of the mechaber actually. Yesh mitzap kolimer shal davar shu kibriyos again gargar shal onav aishal rimen. Interesting, the two mishalim that he gives, it's really the Yerushalmi, are two things from the Zion Minim, a grape and a pit of a pomegranate. Not only that, the one that the Gemara gives by us, that Taisus handles, and the Rishonim handle, is the Zayas. All the three examples that are given in the Rishonim and in the Yerushalmi are all things that are Zion Minim. Misvara, you could have said that this whole din of Beria is only by Zion Minim. Why? What's the whole Svara Beria? Even though you don't have a shear, but a shear is just a achila chashuva. Kokama, that you have something which is chashiv. Even if it's not a shear, then it's fine. So if it's from the Zayin Minim, then it should be fine. However, it's the Kelim, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, the Mishnah Berurah brings down also that Wadin Yagda Achas, the Kitnias Achas. Clearly, the Achreinim understood, the Gedolei Achreinim understood that it's Lav Dafka the Zayin Minim. Anything which is a whole Beria kafi, the way that a Kodesh Baruch Hu created, certainly has to be something that was created with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you cook something or bake something, that's not bake something and it turns into a one unit, that's not going to be something that the Rebbeinu Shem created. Now, what's considered the Chor Mitzvara, like the Arlatin says, is also a slice of an orange. Slice of an orange is also considered a beria, even though it's not a pit or something, but it's something which stands in and of itself, or any citrus fruit for that matter, that would also be considered a beria. Now, if you're having already two or three slices of orange, then you already got the gezayit. There's no problem to eat a beria if you're going to get the gezayit at the end of the day anyhow. If you have grapes, you have 3-4 grapes, then you already got the kezayis anyhow. There's nothing to, you don't have to worry about it. It's only when you're going to eat a kezayis and you're not going to eat a berry and you're not going to get the kezayis, That's when you get into a question. Now, the question is how far, what's with a piece of sesame? One sesame seed, or one poppy seed. Is that considered a berry or not? So the Bachacher, Neshla Avrami Bachacher, says that if you have a sesame seed on top of a piece of cake, l'chur it's bottled to the cake, and you don't have to worry about it, that it's maybe b'rin afashis, bottle. Clearly he understood that even a sesame seed is going to be a problem. And that's what I heard from Rebrokitz as well. A sesame seed would be a problem. The Shevet Alevi makes the same diak from the Bachacher. And he says a sesame seed and a poppy seed. The Chachila, one should be nizer, sesame seed and a poppy seed. Now I would think that if it was on the piece of cake and it fell off and you ate it also, that's also a bottle to the cake. It's also tuffle to the cake. It's just a chilek of the cake. However, if you have something which is not, you weren't eating the cake, you're just eating the sesame seed, then you're getting yourself into shilas. You know, I don't know how many sesame seeds you have to be able to make a brain of flushes. Probably 2,500. The Rabbi Sefer Kazayas Hashom says that if you have pumpkin seed, sunflower seeds, you have to have 275 within a 4 minutes. As a Talmud Chacham told me, he dared his children to try it. They were able to get up to about 100 in the 4 minutes, and then the buzzer went off. It's basically impossible unless they're shelled already beforehand, which then you lost the whole geshmak of eating garinim. You might as well find something else to eat. And therefore, if you're shelling them as you go along, you're not going to be able to eat 275. Therefore, you get into a lot of questions. Now, you could dan be'etzem, that which we said, even though we said a sesame seed and a piece of one poppy seed. The Shari Bracha makes a good hara, and that is that the whole part is chashivus. Mishaburim says as well, anything which is not the derech to eat it by itself. One grape a person eats by itself. One pomegranate seed a person eats by itself. It's not the derech to take lying around. It's not the derech to go ahead and eat one poppy seed by itself. That's not the derech. Gary Neiman is the derech. But one poppy seed is not the derech to eat it. And therefore, it's hard to say that's chashivus. Where is this nagia? Let's say you have in a citrus fruit, every slice of citrus fruit is made up of about 250 tiny little bottles of fruit. Each one has, you can squeeze it and it spritzes a little bit of orange juice at you. If you have one of those, what's the law? Is that a burial or not? So the Shari Bracha says that's a chara, like similar to one poppy seed, which no one, it's not a derech to eat it. Therefore, it's hard to say that it has chashivas. I didn't see anybody that says that such a case has the din of a burial. It's a chilek of something which is whole. It's hard to say that it has the din of a burial. But when you get the poppy seed and the sesame seed, the chatchila, if you're not making a brain of fascist on something else, it's better to refrain from eating it. Certainly, if you had it, you're not going to make a brain of fascist. But now, what's considered a burial? What's that? Sunflower seeds is the derech to eat. Certainly it's a derech to eat it, so therefore I don't think that was a question by him that has a shame of sunflower seed would have a shame of a burial.
Why is that not like a
chelek
of the sunflower?
It's like a pit of a, it's like a garin of a pomegranate. It's one out of 613. But even though Chaim said that there's no Makor and Shas that it has 613, it's one of the, it's not Betzema. How about popcorn? L'chura, if it's a whole, then, and it didn't lose any part of it, then it's still considered a burial. I just want to say, you could not say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make it like that, but l'chura, you have an entire thing. I did hear from Berkowitz, and I saw this also in Pesachim, that a raisin, even though it dried out, but l'maisa, it's still whole, and therefore, you can daven it. I just want to mention, when you get to that, what's considered a burial? The Aruch HaShulchan says if it's missing any little piece of it, then it's considered it's not considered a burial. However, what comes off while it's cooking, that's, if it's a tiny little bit that comes off, then it's still considered a burial. Mishabur is making even to get to that. He says whatever comes off during cooking, it's already not considered a burial. Since the whole thing is a topping in the first place, any little bit which comes off is already not considered a burial. Therefore, if you have grapes on a vine, and you pull, depending on how you take the grape off the vine, I think it's Davar Pashut, if you pull it off, and then attached to the vine, you have a little piece of grape, which always happens, then you already made it that it's not considered a burial. However, if you twist the grape, and therefore it comes off flush, and there's no piece of grape, then it's considered a burial. The Chur, the Yerushalmi, was talking about the second case, according to the way that the Achrayim are understanding. Because if not, you already have a piece of the grape which came off, which means any little piece which comes off. Now, if you eat it, how about if you eat it? Let's say you have a grape. So you take a bite of the grape, and then you didn't stick the whole thing in your mouth, take a bite of it, and then you stick another half. Is that already not considered a berry or not? Mr. Brewer actually discusses. He says, if you break it in half and then you eat it, it's fine. How bad is that dafka if you broke it in half in your hands and then you put both halves in your mouth? Or is it, even as you're putting it into your mouth, you take a bite from it? So no, Dirshu, Mr. Brewer, they brought down from the Peskiz Manenu, that even such a case would be considered as a lechara, that's in line with Mishnah Berurah. Anything that we could get out of making a berry, we will. And therefore, since you didn't stick it into your mouth as a whole, and it was only, you took it piecemeal, then it's already not considered a berry. What then? It doesn't make a difference, according to this. There were Rishonim, I shouldn't say. The Rosh says, as it was Bolifonov, that's already considered as a Bolifonov berry. But lahalach lemaaseh, we don't go that way. As a mavur normal. Yes, if you put it in your mouth and you bite it and you split it into two and you swallow into two swallows, that's still considered a berry because you put the entire thing in your mouth at once. Now a berry is only a berry if it's whole. If you smash it, like the Mishnah Berurah says, even though you have the entire thing in front of you and you're eating it all at once, that's also lost its chashivas and therefore doesn't have a shem berry, even though it's the entire thing together. Now, let's say you ate a berry, this is what we mentioned before, and let's say you ate a berry and you're not sure, it's a big grape, and you don't know if it's a kazayas or it's not a kazayas. So you have a svek tveiko, suffik whether or not it's a kazayas or it's not a kazayas, even if it's not a kazayas, maybe suffik whether or not on a berry you make a bracha chayna, even if you don't make a bracha chayna, maybe it's a kazayas. Other way around as well. Sorry, same suffik. Is it a kazayas? Is it a berry? Either one of those, possibly you have to make a bracha chayna. The Mishnah Berurah Lamaisa says in Reish Tezvav, Sif Kotten Chof.
If
you ate a grape, it's a suffix whether it's gazayas, even if you ate it as a berry, and nevertheless, you do not make a bracha chrein. Last shayla ben yigeh to berya, and sif aleph, almost finished rabbi, and that is if you're eating garinim, and you pop the first garin, you had the first sunflower seed. And then you said, ooh, I just learned in Kaplan Sabur, they're not supposed to do that. But you have a whole handful of sunflower seeds in your hand. Is there any problem to continue now or not? What are the study of suffering? Mitzad echad, you already machnish yourself into the suffix, whether or not you need to bring a fashion. Keep on going. You might as well. You're already in the suffix, you're in the suffix. Or do you say, and the hurricane was Saver, that you're right, you're in a suffix, but every seed that you're going to put into your mouth afterwards, you have a suffix, maybe you're eating something that you're mechuyiv a bracha achrein on, and you're not making a bracha achrein on. Every achila that you're doing now is mechayiv you a bracha achrein on, and you're not making a bracha achrein on. So you're right, I'm ready in the suffix. But lamaisa, what right do you have to eat another food that it could be that you shouldn't be making a bracha achrein on, and not making a bracha achrein on? So you'd be machin it yourself. You're right, 100%. You could always eat something yourself afterwards, and that's what you should do. So if you're ever having garinim, have a cup of coke as well, drink a half a cup at once. You'll have to make your brain of fashes, and then you'll get out of any questions. And that's what you should do. And I just want to end off with this Aruch HaShulchan, Sif Aleph, with this Aruch HaShulchan.
If you're not doing you should stop after one?
If you're not doing then, you should stop after one. L'chera, according to this Chutshani. I did see B'Shem, other price scheme, that they said that once you're in the Safik, it was okay. I was speaking to another Talmud Chacham about it, and a few other people about it. And they weren't sure exactly why that should be. The Maisa, you're eating something now that you should be making bracharna, that you're not. Therefore, certainly there's the best way is to get out of the shayla. Probably if you're eating garinim, you're also thirsty even on water. If you're not thirsty, then water's not going to help you. But there's so many easy ways to get out of this that you shouldn't have any shaylas. And to end off with the Aruch HaShulchan and Reish Beis of Beis. Amru Chazal, and this halacha, and it's Kuftadi as well. It's brought down as Lehavi Mili Chasida, but the Maisa is passing halfway in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Amru Chazal Bavakama Daf Lamed. Listen well. Hai man de boilam avi chasida yikayim ili de brachas. Somebody wants to be a chasid, shmekayim ili de brachas. Nira dachi pirushay. Ha chasid ois lefnim ishur es hadin. Bnei be brachas kayim lan tzavik brachas lahakom. Ba chasid moisi es atme mi deikula zu. A chasid always gets out of the tzavik brachas lahakom. Ki goyim. Tzavik in birch brein afashi esem lav. Vein tzavik levarech. Mitzavik. Ba chasid oich lashay sa'oid eiz adavim brach brein afashi esem. You're not sure if you made a brain of fashis, didn't make a brain of fashis. Can't remember if you did or you didn't. Tzavik brach lachol, don't do anything else. Eat something else to be mechayv yourself a brain of fashis. That's what a chassid would do. Chayn kishesh davar shesafik mevarchana itzay adamo. Mevarchana adamo. The halacha is, we have something you're not sure if it's a, you can't remember on bananas. Is it a itzay adamo? got over there, the halacha is that you're supposed to make adama. Could be that's the reason, one of the reasons why. A chaser oichel shnei dvarim shebrachosin vadai, achas the eighth achas adama. A chaser is something which is a vadai, eighth and vadai adama, to get out of the topic. Behind the shay's topic, the talk of the varach bracha achreino. Kigurin shenir deim bachal kizayas vechilas pras. Vein talk of the varach mitzafik. A chaser oichel shi a vadai bechdei echilas pras mavarach. Behind the shay's chamim. You have coffee. Kiyotze bezeh chol mine svekis. Roya ha chaser lahoiti is asmim in a svekis. Bechol shekein. Certainly, we don't miss the semich on that. I left at the last line. It says, "Umisha semich al zeh arei ubor." Kindumani. That's what it says in the Gemara. It's not really darach hashulchan in the Gemara. It says that Rabbeinu Yehuda, it's mafurish. That's trying in the Gemara that you're not allowed to be semich on that unless you learn the halachas you don't know. Therefore, there's so many ways to get out of it. So you want to know on schnitzel, do you make a shahakol? Do you make a mezainis? So for some people, it's not a question. Suppose you make a mezainis. Some people especially make a shahakol. And that is the halacha of Vachas is to make a shahakol kimdumani. However, if you're making mezainis anyhow and you have a drink in front of you, so pater with something else, get out of the suffix, bakhal. Are you mechuyev to? No, in a case where you don't have, you're not mechuyev to. You make a shahakol in it, that's the minhag olam, that's what you do. However, there's ways to get out of it, then you might as well get out of it. All these cases, therefore, instead of getting to that's be'etzem, this is the halacha which is said here in Tani Kuf Tzadi, it's at the end. You shouldn't drink less clearly zarsh lalishtois elaparz mikazayat reviv. This the Aruch said is a chassid, but the Shulchan Aruch is bringing it down lalach lemaisa toiv lizar. But in Kuf Tzadi doesn't say toiv lizar. He says yesh lizar. It's not up to you. Toiv lizar sounds like it's a nice thing. Yesh lizar. That's the best way to get out all these shaylas. Sif beis, just the basic halacha of matzah emes. The halacha is machlokes whether or not the emo means that you're swallowing or not swallowing. Where does this come up? The bottom line is, where does this come up? This comes up a lot. You're making something, and you have your fingers are a little bit dirty, or there's a little bit of chocolate left on the spoon that you're mixing, and you just clean it off with your mouth. You're not thinking to eat, really, or you're just licking your fingers, or you're tasting a baby's bottle to see whether or not it's too hot, or whether or not it tastes good, or many different cases of Tameh Chaim Zochu, all these cases. You're eating it for the sake of eating, not just for taste. Even though one of the reasons why Tamar Chaim Zochel says is to make sure that the food tastes good before Shabbat. But maybe the main reason. All these cases, the bottom line is, like the Mishnah Berurah says, Toiv lechatchila lizar reitz levloye, she's gavin lehenes mimenu v'teres achila. Yivarech alav. She's gavin to enjoy it as well. I want to also enjoy it. You're right, I'm not specifically hungry. I might as well enjoy it. I don't know how this applies practically for certain types of food that it's clearly just to taste it, but you're not, you want to see if it has enough salt, but you're not hungry and you just had a whole meal. You should have in mind to enjoy it. You want to see whether it's good. I went once to the Pitzuchim store here. We mentioned the story in the past, and I took almonds I thought that they were regular roasted almonds, and when the guy was weighing them, he says, "You sure you want these?" He says, "They're smoked. Here, take one or two to taste." And I tasted one, and sure enough, I did not want it. I wasn't hungry. I was going to eat right afterwards. I wasn't planning on. It's going to help you to taste it l'shem achila if you don't know if you like it b'chol. You don't know. You're tasting to see whether or not you like it. Does it work? But myself, Mishnah Berurah says if you have in mind to be nena from it, that works as well. Simin Kuf Tzadi Sif Gimel. The way the hachras Mishnah Berurah is that both with regard not like the taz and two inyanim, and that is the taz goes. That if you had Moli Lugma, Brave Revias, then you make a Bracha Achreino. It says Achras Achreinim is not that way. However, the Lamaisa the Ramah says the Taz goes that way. Therefore, if you had a Kazayas of a drink and you brought yourself into a Suffolk of a drink, don't drink more up until Brave Revias. You're getting into a bigger Suffolk, which is maybe a Smach, what we said before. You should have a Revias. The second thing is that if somebody's making, you have to know whether or not Schnapps is Chamar Medina in the first place. However, Lamaisa Mishnah Berurah says that. We're not going to take schnapps as a yaitzim and a klal. Therefore, to be yaitzim with it, you have to have a revius to be able to make a bracha achreino and lachara for kiddush as well. Such a case, according to Mishnah Berurah. However, if you're an edikel from the Taz, you have on who to rely.
How do you measure it?